I am speaking now with Dr. James Kahn, who is an emeritus professor at the Philip Lee Institute for Health Policy Studies, Institute of Global Health in the School of Medicine, University of California, San Francisco. Thank you, James Kahn, for joining us today on KBOO.
Happy to.
And we saw the Democratic debate last night taking place in the midst of this worldwide pandemic. And there was some debate about Medicare for All. And I wonder, as someone who has studied this, if you could talk about what the impact would be of having Medicare for All in a situation like the one we're in right now.
Sure. It would be really advantageous, and for two basic reasons. The first is no one would face financial barriers to seeking care. So everyone would be covered with first dollar coverage. And they, if they felt sick, particularly if they had the symptoms of coronavirus, the fever, cough, shortness of breath, they would just go in right away, get assessed, get treated, get advice on isolating themselves if that's what was indicated. Right now, with our current system, many people are uninsured, about 10% of the population, and many more than that are underinsured and face large deductibles and cost sharing, so they have these financial barriers. But there's a second thing as well. Right now, the data systems that we use in the electronic health record and to submit billing requests are all over the map. It's a very chaotic system. Every health plan has a different approach. Everyone has a different EHR. They don't talk to each other. And so we have no standard data on who's going to the doctor and what they're complaining of. Under a single payer, there'd be a single data system, integrated electronic health record and billing data, and every provider would use the same system. The data would be immediately available, completely understandable, and could serve as an adjunct to other kinds of public health activities to help track where the epidemic is and to respond efficiently and effectively.
Joe Biden made the point that, well, a Medicare for All system wouldn't work, wouldn't help in this situation because, well, look at Italy, they've been hit really hard and they have something like a single payer system. I wonder if you could comment on that.
Well, there are several elements to an effective response to any pandemic, and in addition, the situation faced by different countries is different, but all else equal, you want people to have access to care, and you want to have good data. It's to point to one example, say Italy, shows that it's not enough. Well, that doesn't take into account anything else that's happening in Italy. And let me give you a different example. Taiwan has been able to contain coronavirus to make it a very minor problem in Taiwan. And one of the ways that they did that, as it stated in an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, was to use billing data from this standard uniform data system. And so you need all the right pieces in place. And I can't say which pieces were missing in Italy or how bad the initial influx of cases was, but having a really good medical coverage system like Medicare for All is instrumental to an overall good response.
One of the other critiques about Medicare for All is that it has some giant cost associated with it, and I wonder if you could respond to that.
Sure. My team just published an article in the journal PLOS Medicine where we looked at 22 past analyses of the cost of single payer in the United States. And of those 22, 19 found savings, net savings in the first year of operation, and all of them found net savings over time. While the costs go up because more people are covered, the costs come down even more because you simplify paperwork and you also negotiate drug prices and in other ways as well. So the overall costs will come down. The federal budget will go up because you're running money through the budget instead of dealing with it between insurance companies and individuals. So premiums and cost sharing is replaced by higher taxes, and it goes through the government. So the increase in the federal budget is real, but the overall costs to society go down.
And of course, there's the issue that we're facing right now where people are being denied testing when they are symptomatic for this virus. Is that something that you saw in looking at Taiwan and how they addressed the current crisis? And would it be dealt with a single payer system?
Yeah, I don't think that problem has to do with insurance. It probably did initially. But then insurance companies said that they would pay for the test. But the real problem with testing is that we don't have the tests. And by we, I mean the administration in Washington, made a decision not to use the tests that were already developed and being manufactured overseas that were perfectly suitable technically. Instead, the decision was made, well, we need to use American tests. The problem is that led to delays. There was one manufacturing problem, and there just were routine delays in building manufacturing capacity. And so we just don't have the tests available. And that has nothing to do with the health insurance status of the population. That has to do with how we deploy our public health resources and our manufacturing resources. And again, a very silly and damaging decision to not use tests that already existed from foreign companies.
Although I understand as of today, they're having some tests shipped, I believe, from Taiwan to the U.S.
I am so glad to hear that. Why do we have to wait so long to make reasonable decisions?
I think that's a question that can't be answered at our level. We'd have to go to the
maybe,
White House.
Maybe above our pay grade, but I do ask.
Well, thank you for joining us today on KBOO. And is there anything else that you would like to add about Medicare for All helping with pandemic-type situations?
Well, one last thought. As I was driving over here to where I'm sitting right now, we heard just about an hour ago that the Bay Area, where I live, is going down a lockdown for the next 3 weeks. People are advised to stay at home if at all possible. It occurs to me that all of the gig folks who are driving Lyft and Uber, who are making their living and being able to pay for health care by making money driving, they're going to be in really extreme situation of not having income coming in. If we had Medicare for All, they would still have their health care. But we don't. So they're going to have to figure out some way to get help if they need medical care, and it's not going to be easy, and it's certainly not going to help with pandemic control.
Sure. Yeah, I think we're just beginning to see the economic effects that are going to increase as the weeks go on.
Unfortunately.
Professor Jim Kahn from University of California, San Francisco, for joining us to talk about Medicare for All and it helping with dealing with pandemic situations. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO Radio.